Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Morning has broken.
All right, welcome back to Drive on KFH Radio, Bob and Jeff. Our weekly Shocker Nostalgia segment coming up, and we're really looking forward to doing this through the end of basketball, maybe end of baseball season. Who knows? It just kind of depends
on
how energetic I am. Terry Benton joins us from San Francisco. Hello, Terry.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We're doing great. I just called you to hear your voice, basically.
Hey. I was thinking when I got that call earlier, made me laugh. I was out in my garage working on my very first project of its kind ever, and I thought, this will be fun. Talk to the guys back home, say hello.
Well, you got to tell us what the project is now. You've piqued our interest.
Well, you know what? If you go to my Facebook page, you'd see. I picked a bunch of grapes. We have a lot of grapes in the yard, and I decided, you know what, I live out here in the valley between Napa and Sonoma and all the great wine places, and I'm going to make my first batch of wine. I'm going to give it a shot.
Well, that's awesome. Terry Benton, of course, played at Wichita State from 1968 through 1972 for Gary Thompson and Harry Miller, a product of Wichita East High School. Jeff?
Red or white wine, Terry? Oh, it's white.
You know what, it's going to be white wine.
I see now.
And it's going to be, Zinfandel. It'll be sweet to the taste and a little wet on the palate. And I'm looking forward to it. It may be a bomb, but you know what? I'm making it anyway.
Do it. You only live once.
Terry Benton, guest. It would come as no surprise to anyone that Terry made a career, at least part of a career, in the media, in broadcasting after his career at Wichita State. Just tell our listeners what you've been up to in all these years since you played basketball for the Shockers.
Oh, my God. I don't want to bore them. So since they're on the drive and they're going home and looking at traffic out there on 54 and all those other places, let me just say that when I left Wichita State, I went and played in Europe at Varese, Italy, the name of the little small city, and great basketball in Europe. We didn't realize at that time that league, the Italian league, was second only to the NBA in talent and players and financial capabilities. So it was good to go there. I played until I unfortunately never had much of an injury at Wichita State, but I had a career-ending injury in Europe. Cut short the basketball. It was time to come back and focus on the brain and find other things to do. So I left there, got into radio and TV. I was a broadcast journalism major at Wichita State at KMUW-FM. Watch that station go from 5,000 watts to 50,000 watts stereo. I think they're 100,000 watts now, full stereo signal.
Going strong. And
yeah, it is. My little show is called Nation Time, from 9 a.m. in the morning till noon, and I won a Dunlap Award for broadcasting for that show, of which I am still very proud of.
I think you might win an award for this interview. This is the smoothest I've ever heard someone speak in my life. Can you just talk about whatever you want, Terry? This is incredible to me.
You're being too kind.
I don't think so.
I was thinking about my wine out there is what I'm thinking about those stupid grapes. I hope it comes out okay.
Well, we're gonna have to check. I'll follow you. Of course I look at your Facebook posts frequently. I'll make sure I let our listeners know how this experiment turns out with your white wine. Okay,
well, I'll damn sure give it a shot. I'm mildly sad because I just watched those stinking Chicago Cubs beat my San Francisco Giants. Jeff Samardzija went home, pitched against his old team, held them to one run, and the Giants couldn't hit a bull in the butt with a bass fiddle. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not happy about that either, being a Cardinals fan. So come on, Giants, you need to do better.
Yeah, please.
Lost 12-11 last night. Let's get to your basketball career, which was fascinating. You didn't play on great teams at Wichita State, but you did play on a pretty good team your senior year for Harry Miller in his first year coaching in 1971-72. Just talk about being a part of that team with a first-year coach and the transition that ensued at that point in time.
Harry Miller, and with respect to all the coaches, especially since many of them have passed on, Gary Thompson and Ron Heller and all the gang from that era, I played on teams, both of the teams that I played on when I was a sophomore, and freshmen couldn't play then, by the way.
Right.
My numbers scanned only 3 years, not 4 years, as they do now. But there was more talent when I was a sophomore and a junior at Wichita State by far than when I was a senior. The coaching change was significant. Harry Miller was at North Texas State, and when we heard he had been hired at Wichita State, there was a great amount of sadness on my part, especially, and I considered transferring. I honestly did, because I knew he didn't seem like fun. They didn't run the ball. They played really staid offense in a tough, stagnant defense at North Texas State, and I was not happy. But I got to tell you, once he came there and got involved and we bought into the program, that team went 16-10. We could have easily been 20-6. We lost some really tough games and played some inspired basketball. And he was the principal reason. I mean, we were Ron Harris on that team, Vince Smith, Steve, my good friend Steve Shogren. You know, just some names out of the past that'll make you smile if you knew those guys. Wild Bill Lang from Chicago, you know, and it was a good team to play with. We were a T-E-A-M. No superstars, just players that liked each other, got along, and we played hard.
Jeff, I could talk to Terry Benton. This is my era.
I understand that. Terry, how did you kind of develop the unselfish nature of your game? Because you could score, and you did score. You had 20-20 games, but you were a rebounder, you were a defender, you had assists. So why did you decide to play unselfishly as a player?
You know what? That goes back to, and I want to give a shout-out to East High, the Blue Aces, and that's where I came from. Sicicles, and again, God rest his soul, he was a tough guy, but he made you understand that the game was bigger than just any one particular part. If you had talent, he would talk to us about players that he had over the years that they worked on the weakest part of their game so that there was really no easy way to attack them. If they had an off night playing offense and shooting a jump shot, he said, you know what, it's kind of tough to miss a layup, especially if you can dunk it, you know? And I took that to heart. They took away the dunk rule, unfortunately, when I was in Wichita State. But if you play defense, you steal the ball and you're shooting a layup, you know, that 15 or 20 footer, that's not as important. And making a good pass to a teammate that cuts, and you hear the crowd scream, that 11,000 goes to their feet. I'm telling you, that's like making a 20 foot putt against your buddy for $3 out of the golf course.
Terry Benton, our guest, former Wichita State player, in my opinion, one of the two or three greatest rebounders in the history of the Wichita State program. The numbers would tell it. He averaged 16.8 rebounds per game as a junior in 1970-71. All right, allow me this exercise. I'm going to mention a teammate, and you give me the first thoughts that come to your mind about these individuals, okay?
Deal.
Because I'm just fascinated. I was in high school when you played, and I was just fascinated by Shocker basketball. Ron Harris.
Oh, Mr. Smooth. Ron Harris, 6'5". He was no bigger than a pencil, but boy, could that guy shoot the basketball. He was so skinny, he could slip between defenders and make shots. He was my roommate for 1 year when we first started there at Wichita State. And Ron was Ron would make you smile. He wasn't always the most dependable person, but he was a damn good teammate.
Vince Smith.
Oh, Vince Smith. Saw Vince when I was there a few years ago in October for the memorial of the plane crash. And he and I hugged, and I talked about Mr. St. Louis. That's where he was from. And he had the flattest jump shot other than one other guy I remember from East High, John Nash, who didn't play at Wichita State, but they had that jump shot that was line drive jump shot. I made sure that when he was shooting the ball, I would quickly try to work my way to the opposite side of the hoop because I knew his rebounds were going to come off flat and fast. But great basketball player, fun guy, and, yeah, Mr. St. Louis.
And then a couple more that that weren't necessarily star players, but they certainly were big-time role players at Wichita State. You mentioned one of them, Wild Bill Lang, and that nickname was fitting, was it not?
Oh, my God. You know, there are times that people will stick in your mind and others that will stick in your heart. And Bill Lang was like that little brother that was always in trouble. He got me into the only fight I'd ever been in my life in Tulsa where, man, I saw these guys. We play that hate Tulsa to this very day. sorry, I get emotional about that. But the after the game, a group of fans came and surrounded him, and somebody sucker punched him, and I saw the guy, and I dove through the crowd, punching people as I got, and went back-to-back with Bill Lang to get the fans off of him. I remember Gus Greedy just screaming and yelling at the guards trying to get stuff to be broken up. And Bill, God, he was the best. I played with 10 guys like him. He had the best heart I'd ever seen.
And then finally, we had Wild Bill Lang, which is a pretty advanced nickname, but we had Psycho Ron Soft.
What a great nickname. I hope he's doing well wherever he may be. Ron Soft, we call Ron the practice All-American. Now, I don't mean that as a slam, but there are some guys that play better in practice than they ever did in a game. And if you would come to our practices and you'd watch Ron Soft play, you'd say, that's All-American. Why isn't this guy playing the game? He had the wildest eyes, big, round, dark eyes, and he'd look at you and Softy, I called him Softy. He was just campus,
campus high school.
And he was just in practice. He never missed a shot. My gosh, he was just so annoying. And we'd get him in the games, and he never quite got over that hump of playing in the games, as some people don't, you know.
Yeah.
But he, another person that I truly enjoyed, and I hope he are doing well wherever they are.
Terry Benton, our guest, former Wichita State center. When you look back now, all these years later, on your basketball career, was it fulfilling? Are you satisfied? I'm going to guess the answer is yes, because you had a marvelous basketball career.
You know, I'm going to give you a little quick piece of insight, and it's, you know, it's not a big deal with me on that, but I don't think about basketball and career that much. Out in my garage, I have some photos and trophies and things of when I played at Wichita State and a few of when I played in Europe. But when basketball is played well and at a high level, I'm just happy to be part of that family who have played it. It's only when I see basketball played poorly or just horrible is that I think, oh, my gosh, please somebody get me a uniform and let me go out there.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I truly don't think about it as much as maybe many people or most would think that a former player did. I'm happy, and God blessed me with the talent and gave me the opportunity with coaching and being in a spot where I could play. But it was a part of my life that I accept, I love, but move on from.
Do you follow the Shockers?
Oh, are you kidding? When they came out here and had that undefeated season going, I have a very good friend who graduated from Gonzaga. And we sat next to each other. We've been friends for maybe 20 years. And we laughed and said, you know, if our two guys get to play each other, you may have to come to blows up here. We were in Oakland at the Coliseum watching the regional out there. And the Shockers have been really, really a joy to watch. I just hope the coach doesn't leave and go someplace else, because I'm telling you, they've been good now for a number of years, and it is always a thrill. And I have people stop me that know I went to Wichita State and say, hey, your black and gold guys are doing really damn well.
Terry, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. It's just marvelous, and we look forward to seeing how the wine comes. And
me too.
Yeah. So when are we going to have that? Later today? Or does it have to age a little bit?
No, it's going to have to age some, but and I've got more grapes to pick off the vine, to tell you the truth. But the process started, honestly, yesterday, and since tomorrow's my birthday, I decided I got to do something I've not done before, and that's going to be it.
Nice.
Well, happy birthday. We appreciate you coming on our show.
Guys, it's always a pleasure. Drive them home safely.
There you go. That's Terry Benton, former Wichita State basketball player, a part of Shocker Nostalgia, which you can hear here on The Drive each Thursday. We'll be back in a minute with Jive Talk on The Drive KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.